Each week on the hit show, Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and each week at this time we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. Now, you are very welcome here, whether you're listening live or catching an archived version of the show, especially now as we are settling into that transformative energy of the new year, the energy of 2012. It's more important than ever to acknowledge that we are all connected, all of us, and that time and distance are no barrier to energy. So thank you for bringing your energy to the show today. Now, speaking of transformative energy, my guest today is self-love and weight loss mentor Shannon Lagasse. She's going to talk about how to love the body you have, how to heal your relationship with food, and ditch the dieting once and for all. You're welcome to join our conversation, to share your stories, to ask questions for Shannon. You can find us at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And if you're listening live at transformationtalkradio.com, feel free to type your question for Shannon into the instant feedback box on the right-hand side of the page. I'm going to be keeping an eye out for your input during today's show. Now, Donna from Monticello, New York, has already written in with her question. Donna, I see your question, and I'm going to work that right into the interview. I will bring Shannon on the air in just a minute, but first, would you please go check out fogcitypsychic.com? That is where you can get the latest on upcoming classes, what's happening with the radio show, events, and much more. Things are really hopping in my world in a good way, and that fogcitypsychic.com is a great place to stay in touch. If you're interested in booking a private session with me, either for an intuitive reading or as someone who wants to mentor with me to do intuitive development work, don't hesitate to get in touch. I would love to use my intuitive abilities to help you move forward with more clarity, with more confidence. And while you're poking around the website, please do check out the classes page. There are still two spots left in the February 23rd online gallery reading. Those are always a ton of fun. That is the online gallery reading where everyone gets a reading and we all have a blast in the process. And the Psychic Development Intensive session that begins in March has got only three seats open in that. That is a four-session class where students get to work very closely with me to explore and experiment with their intuition. I teach intuitive development in a little bit of a different way than other classes you might have taken, and I encourage you to read more about it at fogcitypsychic.com/intensive. A new meditation, a new guided meditation, has gone up this week at youtube.com/fogcitypsychic. This is a chakra illumination meditation designed to help you become aware of how you can bring the light of the new year in through the various energy centers in your body. I'd really like to add more of these guided meditations. My idea with the YouTube channel is to get a set of free resources for people who are looking for a little meditation break in their day. Maybe that's on your lunch hour, maybe that's right after the kids go to bed and you've got a minute to yourself at the computer to do a little meditation coming to center. So let me know what you think of what you find there. I appreciate your comments, and I really do use those to decide what I'm going to do next. Now, if you missed last night's show with Kay and Dr. Michael, you can catch the recording at blogtalkradio.com/FogCityPsychic. Kay and Dr. Michael are a husband and wife team from Australia who are internationally known clairvoyants, healers, and teachers. And they're coming to the U.S. in April for a 3-day intuitive workshop in Anaheim. This is one of those don't-miss-it opportunities. They're involved with Hay House in Australia. They're not in the U.S. very often. If you head over to facebook.com/FogCityPsychic, you'll see I've posted on my page, they gave me a special link to connect you with their 3-day intuitive workshop in Anaheim. It's called I Connect with Spirit is the name of the workshop. If you click that link on my Facebook page, you'll be taken to another page where you can get more information and register for their workshop. If you have not experienced their high energy and yet down-to-earth teaching style, I highly recommend them to you. So facebook.com/FogCityPsychic to grab that special link for Kay and Dr. Michael's workshop in April. Please don't be shy about emailing me, Karen@FogCityPsychic.com. I love getting your feedback about the show. If you've got guest suggestions, questions, anything, let me know. And now, enough of all that. Let's get into the meat of the program here. As Shannon Legassi struggled with anorexia, bulimia, binge eating, fluctuating weight, and perfectionism, traditional approaches didn't help her. It wasn't until she found holistic and alternative healing that she was able to break through to love her body and herself. Today, Shannon teaches women who are struggling to lose weight how to love their body, ditch the diet, and lose the weight. Through her revolutionary approach to weight loss, women experience phenomenal changes, not just in the body, but in the mind and spirit. You can find out more about Shannon and her work at breakthroughtobodylove.com. Shannon, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thanks, Karen. I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for inviting me on the show.
Oh, you're very welcome. I love talking to you because I think a lot of times when we start to talk about issues like body size and body love, there's so much harsh judgment that we, especially as women, put on ourselves. And I really love your very generous, joyful energy around this. So it's my pleasure to have you on the air. Now, can you tell me what is the body love system and what led you to develop this?
The body love system is a 7-step system that I take my clients through that starts with working in the relationship with the self, because I feel like that's the most important relationship that you can have. You're always with yourself, and once you start learning how to love yourself, it seems like, you know, the entire other 6 steps are a whole lot easier. And it actually ends with talking about food, because food is really, or the way that we use food is more of a symptom of what's going on the inside, and that's what I found through personal experience and through working with other people. So this system was developed based off of, you know, my own personal experience and what I've seen happening with other people and with clients to really create a method that will work continuously for people and that will get consistent results every time.
When you talk about how food can be a symptom of what's going on with this, can you say more about that?
Well, so the way that I have seen food being used, or the way that we eat food, especially with like a background in eating disorders and emotional eating, food is often used as a way to kind of convey what's going on the inside. So for me, being anorexic was a way of getting attention. I was using food or the lack of food as a means of seeking attention. Sometimes people will use food to hide. They use food for protection. So it's really just, it's a tool that people use to express their emotions, because we're often not taught how to express our emotions as children or as young adults. Where we're taught to not express at all, like when we tell children not to cry because we think it's embarrassing, we have to be at the grocery store with a crying child. We're not taught to express those things, and then it's become a socially acceptable way to use food as a intermediate and to use it as a way of expressing ourselves when we feel like we have no other way.
And it sounds like when in your system, as people are working through the body love system, food is the last thing on the list. And I love that because a lot of times when we look at our bodies and go, not satisfied, I'm going to go right to change the food. That's the first thing I'm going to change.
Yeah.
Do a lot of people do that?
Definitely. It's because in our culture, it's like, you know, over 80% of women are on diets. Children who are 8 years old are starting to diet. And we always see food as the be-all, end-all here of weight loss, but we don't think about how our relationships affect food or where we first learn to use food as a tool for expression or as a means of comfort. So it seems like food is the easiest thing to change, but it's actually a lot easier to change the food that you're eating and to just naturally gravitate towards healthier foods and healthier choices, choices that are more in line with losing weight when we're focused on ourselves and when we cultivate better relationships with other people. And that's why I did the system in that way, where you start with the self and you work with your relationships with other people, you work through your spiritual relationship, and then you end with food. Because once you've done all the other work, it's almost like food just becomes a natural way of life, and it becomes really eating to live instead of living to eat.
Oh, and that takes some of that loaded, when you've dealt with some of the self-love issues, some of the identity issues, it seems like then food isn't as loaded as it is when we put everything on the food. Our judgments, our shame, our happiness, we're eating, emotional eating, all of that, we're putting it all in the food. And you're talking about moving it more to the relationship.
Yes.
Wow. Now, your website is called breakthroughtobodylove.com. And I'm wondering, we've got a couple minutes before we go to break, and I'm just wondering if you can very quickly say what is maybe the first most important thing that someone can do right now to start on that path of self-love, to start on that breakthrough.
The first thing I would say is to really get honest with yourself on where you are and what your relationship with food is like, and to establish a clear vision for yourself. And sometimes you need an outside point of view from a coach or from a good friend, from a partner who can help you really define where you want to be and where you are now. Because I think when you really take an honest look at that, that's when the motivation to change and the inspiration to change really starts, the wheels really start turning, and you open yourself up to the possibilities that are out there for losing weight and learning how to love your body.
And this sounds like this is one of those processes where you do start where you are, not where you wish you are or where you think you should have been. It's starting where you are.
Absolutely. I think, you know, you are where you are for a reason, and you can't start at step two if you haven't taken step one yet. So step one is totally be where you are, love yourself, accept where you are, so that you can use that as a springboard to move forward. Change really, I think, happens once you learn to accept yourself and accept the fact that you want to change, but those two aren't like mutually exclusive. They kind of work together.
And maybe as starting to release some of that judgment of ourselves allows us to mess up and then try again, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is self-love and weight loss mentor Shannon Lagasse from BreakthroughToBodyLove.com. When we come back after the break, Shannon, I'm going to ask you to share a little bit about your personal story so that people can hear where you're coming from and how your personal experiences have made this huge breakthrough in your life. We'll be right back after this break. We'll be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com. or call 888-287-2011.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, FogCityPsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. This is one of those times when I'm glad it's radio. I'm doing my little my little Rod Stewart kind of 70s dance, or maybe that's 80s dance. You people don't need to see that. So return to what you were doing now. The show's over. My guest is Shannon Lagasse. She is a self-love and weight loss mentor. We're talking about breaking through to loving our body, to loving ourselves. We're talking about how you can change your relationship with food and ditch the diet. Now, Shannon has a really interesting personal story, as with all of us, when we're doing work that's aligned with our spiritual path, what's in line with where we're called to be in life, that comes through personal experience. And so, Shannon, I was wondering if you can share a little bit about your personal story. You mentioned a little bit about it, but I want to really let people know that you are coming from a place of having lived through the very things that you now can reach out and teach to others.
All right. I guess in high school, I had body image issues, self-esteem issues, which really kind of developed into anorexia and full-blown getting down to 95 pounds. My heart rate dropped down to 32 beats per minute. I was practically on life support, And just really, but every time I looked in the mirror, I saw this fat person, and I totally had this warped image of my body. And then I was just, you know, so caught up in using food and the lack of food as a way of expressing myself, I realized that I was getting, as I mentioned earlier, attention from being anorexic, but it wasn't the attention that I wanted. And I've started eating more, and actually, so the anorexia tipped the scales, and I just became a binge eater. I would, you know, go through fast food restaurants and pick up, like, you know, 7 different dinners on the way home, and, like, just eat until my stomach was huge and full and very uncomfortable, and it just, I bounced from one extreme to the other because I really had no awareness of my body. I wasn't comfortable with myself. I had no idea, like, about what self-esteem can do for you and what this whole self-love thing was. I thought that was, you know, something that only, like, extraordinarily, like, powerful, awesome people could do. And really just had a totally warped image of my body and of life. And it wasn't until I started kind of getting away from the traditional medicine and doctors and therapists and dietitians and things, and I worked in a raw food restaurant, and I met people who taught me about the law of attraction and the power of your thoughts and mindset and affirmations, that things really started to turn around. And with the help of those people and with a lot of learning and studying and putting in time to change the way that I was thinking, I was able to start changing the way I saw myself and the way I perceived my body and the way that I looked at food. Because before, I looked at food as like a means of escape or a tool for expression, and then I started looking at it as something that nourishes my body, or in some cases that doesn't nourish my body. And that totally just, I mean, things started to, my weight started to normalize. I started to lose all the excess weight that I had gained. I gained a greater respect for myself and started valuing my time. I started making more time for myself instead of continuously giving of myself to others and giving of my time and just depleting my reserves in that way. And that's led me to the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, where I studied to become a health coach. And it just clicked that I have this story and this past that I had for a reason. I wanted to share it. I wanted to help other people break free of that emotional eating cycle and the relationship that they have with food and their body, and really use what I went through to shorten the learning curve for other people.
Right. Well, and it, what I love about your work is that you're doing what I'm trying to do with my work, and there's a lot of us trying to do this here, trying to spread a little more light in the world, take our experiences, take what we've learned, and try to open that up for other people. And so I love, thank you for sharing that story, because I love the way that you're bringing your light into the world in that way. You said something, just a minute ago about how you stopped kind of doing everything for other people, stopped overextending yourself, stopped giving too much, and began to give yourself that gift of balance and of healing. Is part of the body love system you helping people shift their focus so that they can give that gift to themselves?
Absolutely. And that's where I start out, is focusing on the self. And there's kind of this view on taking time for yourself that it's selfish to spend time on yourself. It's selfish to, you know, have an hour in the morning to exercise or meditate or to go get a massage when there's so much that needs to be done for work or for kids or for our family, friends. There's so many things that demand our time and attention that it's easy to kind of put ourselves in the back burner. But I've noticed that with myself and with other people and with clients, is when you teach people to take more time for themselves and to create that balance of giving time to others and then taking time for yourself, it actually makes the time that you give to others more productive and more meaningful, because you've given that time to yourself as well. You know the full value of it, and you've taken time, kind of like a bank account. If you're always giving money from your bank account and you never put any back in, you're going to end up with a debt, and that translates into, you know, it can translate into excess weight or like heart or health problems rather. And that's really where I focus first, is taking time for yourself and changing the mindset that it's selfish, and really that it's what's necessary, and it's what's necessary to live a balanced, healthy lifestyle.
And as we move into the weight loss, as we move into kind of letting go then of that excess weight, what part does that balance play in holistic weight loss?
Balance is, I'm a Libra, I guess, so I'm used to the scales being part of my sign, so that balance is a huge thing for me, because I feel like every part of your life is like a domino and the set of dominoes. And when, you know, one part falls, the rest kind of falls. So if you, you know, have a chink in your armor in terms of health, something else is going to be affected by that. Or if your relationships aren't so hot, or you have this really negative, draining friendship, that's going to take a toll on your health, or that's going to take a toll on your mental health. And I think that everything's so connected with each other that if one part is weak, the rest are going to be affected as well. So that's why I like to focus. I mean, I don't think there's a way to balance everything perfectly where you feel like everything's, you're giving 100% to everything, or you're totally balanced, but in a way that feels comfortable to you and natural, where you're not overextending yourself in one area and then neglecting another area.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and it also sometimes that overextending leads to resentment, which leaves some of us, and I'm one of those people, that leads me right into the box of Pop-Tarts. And so it all does come back to food. It all does come back to our relationship with food.
Absolutely. And in my experience, you know, negative relationships with family and with friends have been a major motivator to head towards food. And it was before, and even now, you know, something, if there's some kind of tension, you know, it's really easy to reach for a slice of bread or to eat a little too much, more than what I need or what's comfortable. And being able to recognize that as, oh, well, that's just a sign that, not that something's wrong with me, but that something's out of balance in my life, and that there's something that I need to look at, and I need to address something. And it can be a little uncomfortable sometimes to address those issues, but it's a lot better than just never addressing the issues and taking it out on a box of Pop-Tarts or, right, you know, cookies or something like that.
Yep, absolutely. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Shannon Lagasse. She is a weight loss and self-love mentor. You can find out more about her at breakthroughtobodylove.com. When we come back after this short break, I'd like to get into talking about food, Shannon. I'm going to ask you about the kinds of food, the kinds of eating that can help us make those changes in our life. We'll be right back after this short break.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org. Or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit Fog FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
1, 2, 3, I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. I hope you're not feeling bad. My guest is self-love and weight loss mentor Shannon Lagasse, and she's here to help us break through to loving our body, loving the body we have, not the body we wish we had or that somebody else told us we were supposed to have, loving the body that we have and helping us move into balance so that we can reach a healthy weight without dieting and resentment and nastiness in general. Now, Shannon, you have on your website a free giveaway for people who are listening to the show, right?
I do. It's on my website on the right-hand side. It's called The 7 Missing Ingredients in Every Diet Program that are Crucial to Weight Loss Success. And this is something I compiled from questions that I was getting from people about why don't diets work and what do I have to do to lose weight? And what is your program about? So that goes a little bit more in depth. It's an ebook, very easy to read, very colorful. So that's available.
Excellent.
For anybody who is looking to hear more after the show.
That's great. So that's available at breakthroughtobodylove.com. And as we're talking about why diets don't work, when people work with you as a coach and you're helping them with a holistic approach, your training is in integrative nutrition, correct?
Yes.
And what does that mean for people who may not have heard of that before?
Integrative nutrition is focusing on the person as a whole, so not just focusing on the body and the physical self and the individual bits and pieces, but everything that comes with being a person, so the emotions and the physical self, the spiritual self, the mental self, everything that really we don't necessarily address in traditional therapy or traditional medicine.
And I know that one of the concepts of integrative nutrition is the idea that the specific food that serves one person may not serve someone else. So something that's great for me may not be so great for you. Can you talk a little bit about the foods that you use that have been helpful in bringing you back to balance, and also the kinds of foods that people who work with you through this method will be using?
Personally, I got my start in recovering with raw foods. It was I was interested in losing weight and being healthy, and I was just drawn towards the raw foods concept and the way of life and the way of eating. I don't do 100% raw foods anymore, but I do enjoy eating raw foods. I do host raw food potlucks. When working with people, I do practice bioindividuality. So the idea that everybody is different, every body is different. So what works for me and what works for one person may not work for another person. So I work with people to find the foods that they enjoy eating that their body also likes. So for me, I know gluten is an issue and dairy is an issue. So I would not eat those things, but some people might not have an issue with that. And I'm not going to tell people, you know, don't eat dairy and don't eat gluten just because personally I don't or I can't. I like to kind of break just through the barriers that people have concerning food, like what's good, what's bad, that fat's bad, that carbs are bad, that sugar's bad. And really make everything, I don't like labeling food good and bad, because that already puts emotion into it. Because if you eat quote unquote bad food, it's already emotionally charged with that negative thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to kind of take those labels away and just, you know, encourage people to eat what they want to eat. So I might find myself eating cookies sometimes, but the difference between me now and me before is me now can eat a cookie and feel fine and, you know, enjoy the cookie and enjoy the moment and then go on with my day, whereas the old me would have eaten a cookie and just thought about it all day and tried to count the number of calories and the fat grams and the sugar grams and, like, really just analyze it to the point of not enjoying it and really, you know, beating myself up over eating something like that. So encouraging people to just eat what they enjoy eating, and as they stop thinking about what they should be eating or what they're supposed to be eating, most people, and this happens pretty much all the time, is that their body starts to kind of tell them what they want, tell them what they don't want, and people just naturally gravitate towards foods that are natural, wholesome, nourishing, healthy, good for the body, instead of just doing it because they feel like they should, and having that resentment about, I can't believe I have to eat apples, or I can't believe I have to eat whole grains because I don't like them. It's, you know, you do it from a space of, I enjoy this and I'm doing what's good for my body and I'm respecting my body by feeding it nourishing food.
One of the things that I know from looking at your website and from listening to you is that one of the reasons diets don't work is because they're a punishment. And what you're talking about, eating food that kind of calls to us, that's a gift to yourself, to allow yourself to eat the food that your body is asking you for is a big shift, isn't it, from the way that a lot of us, especially a lot of women, focus on food.
It is. We're taught, you know, even from a young age, we're told this is good and this is bad, and it's not, you know, that the food is necessarily good or bad. It may be, like, healthy and not as healthy. That's how I would change food terms to, is healthy and not as healthy. But really, I think it's more of the thought that we put into it, is, like, I think if you ate a cookie and you felt fine with yourself, that cookie's not going to do nearly as much damage to your body as eating a cookie and beating yourself up over it. Because your thoughts and the emotions that you put in that really are what takes the toll on your body.
Right. And it seems like it continues that pattern. There's that pattern of doing something that doesn't feel good and then beating yourself up about it and then doing something else that doesn't feel good, and it just goes on and on and on and on. And part of what your work sounds like it is to me, it's about breaking that cycle.
Absolutely. Because once you can stop the cycle or put a pause button on it, it's easier to just get out of that loop. Because I totally know what you mean, because I've been there, the eating something and beating myself up and then or binging and then beating myself up, starving myself, binging, beating myself up, starving myself, and just repeating that cycle. And even though I didn't like it, I didn't see a way out.
Right. And for people who work with you, for people who you're helping lead them to balance and helping them lead them, I know there are a number of different ways that they can work with you. Can you say a little bit about how, what it's like to work with you and what you offer?
I offer one-on-one coaching. So the reason I do one-on-one is, I don't know if you've heard of the term shelf help. So there's so many self-help books that we read and then we put on the shelf and we never get back to them. We don't implement.
Yes.
I heard that and I thought it was the cutest thing.
That's great.
It's funny because it's so true. And what I see in one-on-one work is that it's more accountability and it's more support, and you're able to address the individual. So sometimes working in a group or reading a book, you know, you're trying to address more than one person. But in one-on-one work, it's been my experience that you're able to look at someone for the person that they are and the individual that they are and as unique as they are, and you're able to make suggestions and recommendations solely for that person. And you're also able to, you know, go off of what's going on for them. So I don't follow a script when I work with people. I know some people like to have, session one, this is what we do. Session two, this is what we do. And I have, you know, thoughts on what I would like to bring to that session. But if someone comes in with a question or a concern or something that's going on, I feel like that's more important to address than any agenda that I could possibly set.
Right. Right. And on your website, I know you offer different levels of support, and people can get more information about that at breakthroughtobodylove.com. We've got about a minute left before we go to the break, and I'm curious. This is a question for me, one of the nice things about having a radio show. I can ask the questions I want to know the answer to. Is there one thing that I could be adding, not taking away, that's going to help support my health or help jumpstart me regaining some balance in terms of where I am with my body? I don't know if that's a supplement. Safflower oil is coming up a lot. Is there anything like that that I could start right now?
I would say affirmations. So I don't like to say that one food is going to change everything, because every person is different. So blueberries may be high in antioxidants, but maybe they're not for everybody. But I really like affirmations, and a great book that I recommend for people is You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay, and she addresses kind of emotional eating and overeating in that book, and how to create affirmations and how to, because that's what really started my journey, and what I start working with is the mindset of, you know, changing your thoughts from I don't like myself, or I'm heavy, or I'm ugly, or I'm not worth it. When you change those thoughts, it changes the way you look at things and the way that you act.
Wow.
Your thoughts really dictate your actions. So affirmations, I think, are the first step. They're free, and you can do them by yourself, and you can create them for yourself. So an affirmation just being a positive statement set in the now. So I am beautiful. I am loving. I am compassionate. I am healthy.
Thank you. That's fantastic. We all want that magic bullet, don't we? It's time for another short break, and we will be right back. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager.
Are you listening? living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Come to Seattle February 16th through the 20th for the 20th annual Women of Wisdom Conference. The theme is Radiate the Divine Feminine. Our world is ready. Our featured guests are Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bolin, Imsara, Yubaka Hill, and Naomi Tutu. Join Women of Wisdom for experiential life-changing workshops and evening presentations to inspire you. You can choose to attend the whole weekend or individual events. No charge for visiting. Daily activities such as the Goddess Market, Art Show, Tea House, and receive a reading or a healing at the temple. Are you ready to join a community of women who support each other in their journey to discover and develop their passions and purpose in life? Women of Wisdom is the place to be this February 16th through the 20th. Go to womenofwisdom.org to discover all the diverse offerings Women of Wisdom has to offer you. See you there.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm your dancing host, Karen Hager. My guest is self-love and weight loss mentor Shannon Lagasse from BreakthroughToBodyLove.com. Now, Shannon, I know that people can reach you through your website. There's a free giveaway also on your website. Can you just briefly say again what that is and how people can get it?
Sure. It's a free ebook called The 7 Missing Ingredients in Every Diet Program that are Crucial to Weight Loss Success. And this is an ebook that I compiled out of questions from people and tips that are really non-food related that aren't included in traditional diet programs, the way that we think of dieting and weight loss.
And those traditional programs often don't work anyway, do they?
No, not really. Yeah, because they're really addressed for one, you know, maybe it worked for one people or a handful of people, but there's 7 billion people on the planet, so.
Right. Now, as we get into Valentine's Day, how can we focus more on our relationship with ourselves and our body this Valentine's Day, and how does that then affect our relationships with our partner, or how does it help us attract a partner if we're single?
Well, I'll start with the first question on how you can focus more on your relationship with yourself. I think it's great to really, like, set boundaries for yourself because your relationship with yourself really is a primary relationship, because wherever you go, there you are.
Yes.
And maybe your partner's not always with you, or your family or your children or whoever your other relationships are with. So I think it's really important to set boundaries. So entrepreneurs will sometimes, you know, set boundaries like, I'm working 9 to 5 and that's going to be work time, and, you know, put a do not disturb sign on the door. And some people have block off sections for family time. I think it's important to block off those times for yourself as well, and to really say, this is what I'm going to accept into my life, and this is what I'm not going to, and hold firm to the standards that you've set, you know, the kind of relationships that you want to have, the kind of interactions that you want to have with people, figure out what you want, and then implement it, stick to it. Especially because sometimes we'll keep up relationships with people who really, I mean, they don't have our best interests at heart, or maybe they do, but it's just the relationship takes a negative tone, and it's easy to fall into the trap of, well, you know, we've been friends for a while, or, well, they're family, or something like that, where you don't, you're trying to come up with an excuse to keep, stay in that relationship when it's really not, like, benefiting you to be in that relationship. It's harmful to be in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So setting boundaries and then sticking to them is, I think, the huge thing to focus more on yourself, is creating those boundaries.
And it takes me back to what you were saying at the beginning of the hour about being willing to take that honest look at yourself, an honest, loving look at yourself. And that's true in relationships. I see a lot of time in my work that I do with people, that a lot of times we are hanging on to those old patterns just because we're used to hanging on to them. And taking that loving look can help us release those patterns and move forward in a more healthy, balanced way. Do you know what I mean?
I do. And I think we're so, you know, we have to look a certain way and be a certain way for people, and that's what I wanted to talk about too on this show, was, you know, how important it is when you love the body that you have, creating the body that you want, but then also creating the relationships that you want. Because when you're comfortable in your own skin, it's like other people want to be around you. So I know when I was really going through anorexia, and when I was binge eating, I was doing so many things to sabotage my relationships with people, like isolating myself and out of, like, guilt and fear and shame that people would find out that I was eating all this food, or people would find out that I wasn't eating. And once I started cultivating a better relationship with myself and I started to respect myself more, it's like, it's weird. People, like, flock to me. I'll go to the gym. I can't go a day at the gym without some new person coming to work out with me. Because people sense that you're comfortable with yourself, and they sense that confidence, and they just, you know, they're attracted to you because they want to experience that for themselves and figure out how to do it, and, you know, how you have that self-esteem or that confidence, and especially in relationships. I mean, if you're in a relationship with someone who's constantly complaining about their weight, or complaining about the way that they are or the way that they look, it can be like a huge downer. And I know I've talked to a lot of guys who are like, the number one thing that I wish my girlfriend didn't do is complain about the way that she looks, because it makes me think, like, is there something wrong with me that I picked you if you're so ugly? Like, but you're not, you know?
Right.
And it's funny because we see ourselves one way and everybody else can be like, no, you're totally beautiful, and, you know, you've got the best hair ever, and you're not an ounce overweight. And if we don't see ourselves that way, it's like it doesn't matter what everybody else thinks. And I know that the people closest to you who really love and care about you want you to love yourself just as much as you really want to do it.
Right. Absolutely. And that's a great place, I think, to leave it for now. I'm not done with you, young lady. I love your message of self-love, about helping people move forward to love themselves, to take that good, loving, honest look at themselves, and then ask for help. If you are looking for help to change your relationship with food, reach out to somebody. Reach out to somebody like Shannon. Reach out to a friend. Reach out to someone who can give you that honest look that you're looking at for yourself. Shannon, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Karen. I'm just honored to have the opportunity to speak with you and everybody listening about, you know, my experience and the vision that I have for women out there.
Yep. Wonderful. Well, thank you very much. That was Shannon Lagasse, and her website is breakthroughtobodylove.com. That's all the time we have for today. This hour just flies by. Would you go over to fogcitypsychic.com? Please click on everything. You can book a reading. You can sign up for the Not So Monthly newsletter, find out what the classes are and the rate, all of that. Go and do that. Now, on Friday, so just a couple of days from now at 10 Eastern, I'll be a guest on Fate Radio. Chris Onefeather will be interviewing me. I'll be taking calls for on-air readings. So if you've been wanting to connect with me for a reading, let me know. You can listen live on Para X Radio. Next week at this time on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ, my guest will be Soul Journey and Akashic Records expert Rhonda Holman. She'll talk about discovering who we really are, and she's got some great tools to help us do that. Thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there. Listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.